A landmark federal trial challenging the way the NYPD has been conducting its stop, question, and frisk tactic has been underway for 9 weeks. Plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit allege the city has been illegally stopping hundreds of thousands of people a year based on race rather than reasonable suspicion. One of the recognizable faces at court isn't an attorney. He's a retired Brooklyn professor who's made a point of religiously attending each day because he believes the suit is one of the most important trials focused on race in decades. WNYC's Kathleen Horn reports on one man's take on the proceedings.
Lawrence Rushing carries a briefcase to the courthouse, like many people heading to the office.
It is a job, you know, and I take it seriously. So it's like going to work.
But the distinguished-looking African-American man with salt-and-pepper hair and a goatee isn't going to a job. He's retired. He's coming to observe as a lifelong New Yorker. Rushing was a psychology professor at LaGuardia Community College who taught courses examining race and prejudice. He says when he realized he could attend the historic stop and frisk trial, he headed right over. That was 2 months ago.
In a sense, it was kind of a liberating feeling. All of a sudden, I realized, well, you know, if you really want to know what's going on, you have to be there.
Since then, he's made coming to the courthouse at 500 Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan a daily ritual. He arrives by 8:30 a.m., an hour and a half before the trial begins. He's greeted by familiar security guards and then heads to the cafeteria for bagel and coffee. After that, it's over to courtroom 15C, where he takes his usual spot in the second row on the left. Over the weeks, he's filled up about a dozen notebooks.
I have these 8.5 by 11 notebooks, and I've been just filling them up.
Part of the reason he committed himself to attending the trial is an interest in examining the plaintiff's allegations that thousands of NYPD stops have been based on race rather than reasonable suspicion.
What's going on here and has been going on is really highly significant for New York City and for race relations.
Rushing lives in the Prospect Lefferts Garden neighborhood of Brooklyn. He became focused on the issues raised by the trial when he witnessed his neighbors on two separate occasions being stopped. The experience stayed with him.
When I've seen others stopped, it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. And you don't believe that this is happening when it does. But for the people who are being stopped, they are actually in a kind of shock. They're kind of speechless.
Another reason Rushing says he's here is because he's determined to find out why the tactic has become so widespread, with 5 million stops over the past decade.
I've learned as a result of being at the trial that it's not so much the individual police officer, but it is the supervisors. It's at the highest level is where stop and frisk comes, and that they enforce it on the police officers.
Rushing says he was against the practice of stop and frisk before the trial began, but tried to approach it like any academic taking a course. In testimony, learning that about 90% of people stopped by police aren't accused of any wrongdoing has only reinforced his position. City officials contend the tactic has kept crime low, but he says it makes parents and grandparents of Black and Latino youths who are most often stopped feel powerless.
If there's one thing a community should be able to do, is protect their children. And we are not able to protect our children. And this is a terrible blight on us, the older generation.
He says whatever the outcome of the trial, he has hope for change in regards to race relations and better quality of life for more New Yorkers.
And that's one of the reasons I've been here every day at this trial. You know, it's therapy for me because it was so depressing, as it has been for so long, to see what has been going on in so many communities.
Closing arguments in the trial are scheduled for Monday. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.